Laura.
Fiji welcomes its Pacific brothers and sisters from the Solomon Islands to Geneva and to this UPR working group, and we thank the delegation led by the Honourable Minister Milner Tozaka for its national report and for their constructive engagement in this UPR process. As a fellow Pacific Small Island developing state, Fiji understands the difficulties faced by archipelagic states in ensuring that legislation and policies of government can be implemented across the country, particularly when such affect long-held attitudes and behavior regarded by some as culturally acceptable. Fiji notes that Solomon Islands is a party to the Convention on the Rights of the Child and that significant steps have been taken through the Solomon Islands Law Reform Commission to review criminal laws which at present do not prohibit the corporal punishment of children in school and homes. Fiji recommends that the Solomon Islands provide a constitutional and legal protection for children against all forms of violence at home and at school. Fiji also recommends that such legislative protection for children include criminal sanctions for all forms of violence against children. Fiji commends the Solomon Islands for passing the Family Protection Act 2014 and for taking significant steps to implement its provisions in relation to sexual abuse and domestic violence. Fiji notes that, like many Pacific Island countries, a barrier to its effective implementation is traditional attitudes in the police force and the judiciary, which sometimes encourage reconciliation under pressure and without measures put in place to protect against further violence. Accordingly, Fiji recommends that more budgetary allocation be given to the training of police officers and the judiciary to ensure that women have equal and substantive access to justice under the Family Protection Act. I thank you, Mr. Vice President.